Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 134. My Life with a Narcissist. Is Your Ex One? Part 4 by Marcy with lovesagame.com. And I'm Joss Marie, your host and personal narrator, right here on the Relationships edition of Optimal Living Daily. This is the show where Justin Mullick, the creator and producer of this show, hand selects posts from some of the best relationship blogs in the world. And then I have the honor of reading them to you every Monday through Friday free of charge. And it's never without permission from the authors. Today, I have part 4 of a 5-part post from a guest author on lovesagame.com that captures firsthand what it's like to date a narcissist. And as I mentioned in parts 1, 2, and 3, despite this article being longer than any we've ever featured here on the show, we decided to share it with you anyways over the course of a week because it's a very popular post on lovesagame.com and has hundreds of comments. So, if you'd like to start this series from the beginning, make sure and listen to this week's posts in chronological order, starting with episode 131. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and continue optimizing your life. My Life with a Narcissist, Is Your Ex One? Part 4, by Marcy with lovesagame.com. The Solution, How I Reclaimed My Power. Here's what you do. When he goes missing in action, you simply do too. Fall off the face of the earth if you have to. I went into no contact, but I pined for him and was desperate to know if he missed me if he would come back. How bad was I that he felt the need to run away? We never fought, no slinging off matches, the breakup dumping was not ugly in any way. We never ever said things to each other that was of a derogatory nature or hurtful in any way. We were both mature in years. So, the dumping was done with very few cryptic words or sentences from his side. From my side, I was dumbfounded and in disbelief, and pretty much kept silent through the whole ordeal. We did get back together, but once again, it was short-lived for the very same reasons as above. So, I went back into no contact and researched some more. I kept going until I came across information on narcissists. That's when everything fell into place for me. I finally understood what I was dealing with and what I was up against. Some of the things I learned is that he could not have loved me. He could not have cared that much about me. If and when he ever comes back or makes contact out of the blue, it's only because his new supply has also caught on to his game, or she is not as good of a supply as I was. Maybe he was bored with her like he was with me and just wants to test the waters to see if he still has control over me. I was the vehicle for him to thrive on, like a flea or a maggot. If you pick a flea off a dog, does the flea miss the dog? The flea only misses its blood supply and soon finds another host and victim. And so, this relationship pattern will continue throughout the life of a narc. It is such a sad state of affairs that we were drawn into this sick game, don't you think? I know I am harsh because we all want to believe that the narc misses us and loves us and cares about us. After all, we did bend over backward for him. We became emotional contortionists. But the truth is, we are yesterday's newspaper. This was the hardest thing for me to swallow when I first heard it. But it's true. He values the attention of total strangers more than the attention you gave him. This is so very true looking back now. One thing you can be 100% of, he is unable to truly give you what you want or deserve. A whole, healthy, secure, loving, and transparent relationship. What if you want him back anyways? I understand that you may be thinking that you can change him now that you have read all of this and know who and what he is. That is just magical thinking. I also understand that you feel invested in your narc and cannot bear the idea of just giving up on him or throwing it all away. But remember, he has already given it all up and thrown it all away by dumping you, maybe even more than once. So, this is where you have to have some pride, as well as respect his decision. Some of you may be selling yourself short and then bargaining with yourself saying, I'd rather have him on some level than not have him at all. Don't settle for less than you deserve. When someone rejects you in the relationship by dumping you, don't attempt to change his mind. Any further contact with your narc will just be a rerun of past events, except this time, you know the ending. Perhaps you want him back for different reasons, though. Maybe you want him back so you can get revenge. You want to get the final word in because this will make you feel back in control. I fully understand the satisfaction and closure this may give you, but at the end of the day, it is a total waste of your time. He will not listen to you anyway. He certainly won't apologize and acknowledge that he was wrong in any way, or that he has a mental problem. So, what are your options? To be miserable, abused, and discarded at whim? Or to be happy and content in a secure and loving relationship with someone who adores you and cares about you? Keep reminding yourself that all he really offered you was insecurity, paranoia, anxiety, depression, and deception, and made you feel awful about yourself. My suggestion is that you make a conscious choice not to have this person in your life because his behavior is not okay. No contact, no engagement with him is essential. Going no contact is not to make him miss you or long for you, but rather to give you, the victim, relief, space, time to do some research, time to heal, time to move on, and time to get your sanity back. That is why no contact, or NC, is so crucial. It will allow you the time you need to separate your thoughts in your head with the feelings in your heart. You need to get you back. How long will this take? I cannot answer that. No one can. It may take 30 days. It may take a year or longer. Who knows? But I do know one thing, though. When you get yourself back, what your ex is doing will become irrelevant. It just won't matter what he is doing, why he is doing it, or who he is doing it with. And I believe you will get your sanity back eventually. Don't spend your precious time trying to create sanity out of insanity. You will one day look back on all of this and say, I will never give him the chance to hurt and abuse me again. No contact obstacles, the problems you will face. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 4 of the post titled, My Life with a Narcissist, Is Your Ex One? By Marcy with lovesagame.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thanks again to Eddie for letting us share this post with you. And actually, if you're going through a tough breakup right now, you may want to consider taking Eddie's quiz about how long it takes to heal. Through his work, Eddie aims to help his clients by using their breakups or divorces as catalysts to turn their lives around and become better versions of themselves. He even offers ways to help speed up the healing process, so make sure and check it out. You can find his quiz right at lovesagame.com/heal. And with that, I'm going to keep the rest of this episode short for you today and bid you adieu. I'd just like to say thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow for the fifth and final part of this post, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.